They say basically all lives can't matter until Black lives matter. And my argument to that is Black lives can't matter until all Black lives matter. And where I'm going with that is take Chicago, for example. You know, weekly, they can have over 100 people shot.
Yeah, and
They can have
it's not just adults, not just guys, it's like kids. There's
kids,
like
right?
60, shootings on a weekend, but this happens like every weekend. It's not just
Right.
like once in a while, it's literally
You
every
know, and
weekend. Yeah.
you know, people dying by the tens, twenties, you know, weekly in Chicago, for example, alone. That's just Chicago. And the BLM organization is nowhere to be found. You know what I mean? They're very quiet when it comes to essentially black on black crime, you know, and that's kind of the issue that I have is that, and let's take police brutality into account, and white on black crime is makes up, you know, just over 1% total of the way blacks are killed. Now, granted, that's important and that does need to be taken care of. But another statistic that isn't being talked about for whatever reason is that blacks who are murdered and killed yearly, 94% of them are killed by their own. Other black people kill their own people at a 94% rate. So BLM organization, you know, doesn't jump in and argue that point and see what they can systematically do to help prevent a lot of those deaths. They're very focused on the police brutality, which of course needs to be taken care of. The white on black crime, as if it's a narrative, like you said, an agenda that they're trying to highlight. Versus also focusing on the black on black crime as well. That is happening at a way higher rate than police brutality and white on black crime. 94% of black people who are killed by their own, which is other black people. That's just a
That's just
crazy amount of
statistic,
number.
yeah.
And
And
where's BLM at that point?
yeah. And I know that there's a lot of people that's speak forward and they're like, "Hey, what about this and what about that?" And it's even if it's like black people as well speaking up against that stuff, they get like shunned, they get like outcasted, they're not allowed to talk about that stuff because it's like, "Oh no, we're not talking about Chicago. We're not talking about all these other, like how black people, the statistics you just gave out, we're just trying to talk about police brutality." And it's just
Right.
why don't we just talk about it all? Like, I think I forgot who said it. It might have been like Denzel Washington, one of those guys. They said something like, everyone wants to correct the system, right? With the police brutality, the system in general, the system's oppressing, black people and minorities, but it shouldn't get to that. Once the system gets involved, you already failed. All this should be corrected at home. The home should be able to,
And
prevent
that
you
I
from doing that.
definitely agree. And that I think that's where Black Lives Matter's organization falls short, is that we know that these are the issues that need to be taken care of and fixed, but they're not worried about that. They're worried about pushing out a narrative that is police killing black men and whites killing black men or women. And that's it. You know, they're not focused on what can we do from the beginning at home to start off differently to so that things can end up differently. They don't want to start there. They want to start with the bad. And granted, it does need to be taken care of because it is, you know, one death is too many. You know, one wrong is way too many. So obviously they have a right there, but they're also just not focusing on the majority of the issue, which is the black on black crime. You know, and there's a statistic out there that says that has black people are 2.5 times more likely to encounter police, law enforcement, to come in interaction with them, right? And that's a statistic that gets thrown out there that two and a half blacks are 2.5 times more likely than whites to come in encounter with the police. These are also statistics that aren't being thrown out there along with that statement. Although that statement is true, 13% of America are black. 13% of America is black. Out of that 13%, 6% are males. And unfortunately, the males are the ones that consist of majority of the crimes and stuff like that. So if you take this into perspective, 6% of our nation's population, black males, make up over 50% of our nation's homicides. That 6% also makes up over 60% of our nation's robberies. So if you start adding that up, that's
now you don't think that the encounters, you know, you said 2.5 times, is that, you know, because you always hear that, you know, police profile certain people, right. You know, and that's right. Always been a big thing, like in New York, stop and frisk. And you think, I think a big argument is that black people and minorities in general are targeted just because of their race. They're not targeted, you know, because of crimes. They're targeted because of race. And I've heard both sides of the argument, and, you know, they both have compelling arguments. You have one side that says, oh, you know, the neighborhoods, like the neighbor, like they go back in history, and they kind of like ever since then, we just kind of been in a disadvantage. And then you hear like the cop side, and you'd be like, oh, well, we have suspects, and we get a profile off those suspects, and if someone fits that suspect profile, then we're gonna, you know, we have reasonable cause to, you know, pull you over or to search you right. or to do something like that. So I think you have to see it from both perspectives. I don't want to, like, you know, jump, but I do understand the statistics. You know, the numbers don't lie. We can't make that up, that you said 6% of the nation.
But there's no, right. I'm not saying profiling doesn't exist, but there's no facts to back that up in a sense where, you know, the facts that they're using is, you know, 2.5, blacks are 2.5% more likely to encounter law enforcement.
Yeah.
And they're using those facts to state that, you know, racial profiling exists and, you know, that whole thing. But what they're not also looking at is that 6% of our nation's population, black males, make up over 50% of our nation's homicides.
Yeah.
Make up over 60% of our nation's robberies. It's an astonishing number that isn't being spoken about. You're literally hearing these statistics probably first from me instead of somewhere like the mainstream media, who refuses to also add numbers like this because it won't fit the narrative. People will look at it with a different perspective and say, oh, well, that explains maybe why they're 2.5 times more likely to encounter law enforcement.
I don't think it's fair that cops in general are labeled as bad because of the select few that decide to be idiots and do,
right.
You know, and are just bad people in general. So I don't think it's fair to, for the rest of the cops that, right. You know, a small group of people ruin it for the rest. So I'm pretty sure like 99% of cops are good people. I want to put that, I mean, that's not a real statistic, but in my opinion, I believe that the majority of policemen are there for, you know, because they want to be a policeman.
Right. And keeping in mind the statistics I threw out to you, the 6% of blacks commit over 50% of our homicides and over 60% of our nation's homicide robberies, is that in 2019, 8 unarmed black men were shot and killed by police. 8. One is way too many. To that, on the reverse side, you had 19 white unarmed men killed by police. That's another statistic that's not being talked about. You know, we had more unarmed white men shot and killed by police than black men in 2019 and every single year before that.
But the counter argument for that is, well, look at the population ratio, right? Like you said, 13% versus how what's the white population, like 50 or something like that?
That's, I think, their argument.
That's the counter argument. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the counter argument. But then we look at the statistics and who's committing the crimes. You know, I just gave you it. 6% of our nation is committing over 50% of our homicides and over 60% of our robberies. Even though whites make up 60 to 70% of our population, you know, you would think that the majority population would be the ones committing the majority amount of our crimes. And yet that statistic proves otherwise. I just like to look at statistics and facts. And this is what I have found, you know, looking at this, is that there's only such a one-sided narrative that fails to also show the other side.
Yeah.
And put it together so that people can have their own mind to be able to think about all these facts. If mainstream media was going over these statistics, people would have a different mindset. People would think a little bit differently, but mainstream media doesn't allow that.
Yeah, it's almost as if they're pushing that one agenda for a reason, or they just want to show like that side so people can get riled up and you know.